and make them as briefly as possible. The main thing that I wish to bring to your attention today, since I will not be here next Sunday, and that is that it is Mother's Day next Sunday. And I think that we should keep in mind the image that we have before us, namely the image of the Blessed Mother herself. Remember that we have been making a tour of the house at Nazareth. These things do not come up just come and go, but these images are brought to us and they are meant to survive and they are meant to last. And we are indeed traveling to the house of Nazareth where we will find Mary. Now when we are there, we need to see Mary. We need to look at Mary. We need to study Mary. We need to imitate Mary. Today, she is, of course, out of style. She's out of style in practically all centers. And unfortunately, she is not completely regarded, even in places where she is supposed to be regarded. We ourselves, do we reflect her as she really was? If she would come into our own homes today, would she feel comfortable? Would we act with the purity of intention? Would we act with the modesty? Modesty today is not one of the virtues that is practiced by very many people, certainly not very many women. The modesty of Mary is something that is a jewel above all the jewels that we can think of. We look at this statue of Mary that is before us this morning. I admit that we cannot go and dress as she did and go into the streets as she was dressed. But looking at that statue and seeing the modesty which makes her absolutely beautiful. Suppose we dressed her and put her in front of us this morning, dressed as some of us dress at times. I wonder what she would look like. These are the things that we have to remember. It is the modesty of this woman that made her so beautiful. If she were immodest, if she dressed immodestly, if she walked around with an immodest air about her, if she dressed in some of the clothes that we ourselves are maybe guilty of dressing from time to time, did she strut as some of us strut from time to time? I wonder what Mary would look like if she strutted. Wouldn't it be a hideous sight? Would we not turn away from her completely and call her names that would be probably improper? These are the things today that we have to come to terms with. Everybody must come to terms with these thoughts. Unless and until we learn modesty, unless and until we learn purity and charity and all of the other virtues in this life, my beloved people, has it occurred to us that in all probability we will have to spend as much time in purgatory until we learn modesty, until we learn purity, until we learn the other virtues that we need to know? I believe that that's what's going to happen. It's going to take us an awfully long time to learn, to unlearn what we learned to do that was wrong in this life. So as we look to Mary, as we look to our motherhood, let us be jewels as we go about. Nothing extraordinary, but just the plain, beautiful, simple, interior modesty of mind and heart and soul and action. These are the things that we must do in this world of ours. We are going to have to go through a religious revolution before this is over. And the revolution that we're speaking of begins right here with this woman. And it begins with us trying to imitate her to the extent that we can. So as we bring to mind next week the great and beautiful feast of Mother, today not even the word mother can be used with the same kind of elegance that once upon a time the word itself enjoyed. That today it is used as a word of base profanity. Isn't that something? And what have we done to contribute to the misuse of this word by our actions, by our words, by our dress, by our strut, and whatever. So I wish that we would have a glorious and a beautiful day. The day will be truly lovely if we enter it with the modesty and the beauty that the day deserves. Womanhood is beautiful. Let us make it and make it more beautiful. And the more we imitate Mary, the more beautiful it will become, my beloved people.